Tufts WMFO in Medford. Hello everyone and welcome back to Cape Overland. Last week I tried to do two artists instead of one and failed massively since I ran out of time for the second artist. Last week I did the talented Tom Misch, but for this week I'll be continuing with last week's script and doing an analysis of Haywire, a talented classically trained pianist turned music producer. Haywire is unfortunately not as recognized as he should be, even though he has had a Grammy nomination, which is an extremely impressive feat. So, history. Martin Sebastian Vogt, born in 1992 in Indiana, goes by a stage name, Haywire. His music consists of a mix of classical, jazz, and funk, mixed with more electronic elements, and his trademark improvised keyboard solos. He saw success through YouTube with his Michael Jackson cover, reaching 3.9 million views since its release 6 years ago in 2014. So let's start with the first album in 2010, which is Off Mellow and Revelations. With a chill and soft atmosphere, Haywire's first album is released in 2010. The album contains beautiful hairy piano tones mixed with very nicely programmed drum patterns and an overall really good quality mixing. This album makes a fantastic chill mixtape. So let's go into the first song, which is going to be Sedative Shapes, which starts with bright keyboard chords where a low-pass filter and reverb is utilized to cue in the drums. Two powerful synthetic bass drum hits with high attack and very low release are then added. They're very nice, and the strong attack and release means in English that the sound sample very quickly reaches its peak amplitude, like its loudest point, and decays very quickly as well once the sample is reaching its end. The metronomic keys contrast really well against the drum, which are a little bit late to give a funky feel. The use of a flute after a minute to contrast the brass keys is really, really awesome, and the song just gives such a fantasy feel. Enough talking, let's get into it. This is Sedative Shapes. The song then starts repeating a little bit, but still it's a really good song, and just with all the effects I was talking about, I especially just like the piano sound. It's really bright, which means like it feels really high-pitched and powerful, but it's a really good song, really chill. And the next song I'm going to be playing is Overflow. Some of the songs in this album are just really, really chill, while some are just a little bit more aggressive with 808 basses, which means very low basses that you hear in hip-hop, trap, and dubstep. I like starting this show with a chill aesthetic, so let's get into another chill song with a chill guitar riff with Overflow. Once again, the drum mixing is really, really good. And after half the song, the keyboard gets more aggressive and chiptune-y through the use of sound distortion, an effect done by reducing the amount of point used in the wave sample plot. So for anybody who has done math and has done Calc 1, we went over that. Is basically we have a, just think of a basic sine wave, and then just reducing the amount of points results in kind of like a lot of squares instead of like a continuous sine wave thing. It just gives that really cool chiptune effect that like reminds people of old gaming consoles. here comes the chiptune part. And that's gonna be it for Overflow. It's just a really good song, and I did a little cut here just so that we could hear the 808 bass, just because that comes after. It's kind of like that wobbly, really low bass, but just has really good sound quality. But it's quite hard to use because it very quickly becomes a little bit dissonant with the rest of the sounds in a song. But anyway, let's go on to the next album, which is Dubsonic. It's the next album, and it's more experimental with harder hitting synths and less natural sound used, though melodic elements are much more refined in this album than the previous one. So first song and only song I'm going to be playing from this album is Think It Through. With an amazing build up and chord choices, this song is likely my favorite of the album. The song starts with the same feeling as the 2010 album, but progressively gets more aggressive and weird with the introduction of industrial samples, which are like those metallic samples that usually are like pitch shifted up a little bit and with a lot of reverb. It's like just those high metallic sounds. It's highly reverbed with bright piano hits accompanying it and what sounds to be a Rhodes sample leading the song forward. So let's get into Think It Through. Thank you. And that's going to be it for Think It Through. It is such an amazing song, especially just at the piano solo, where like he does both a piano solo with his keyboard with like a really bad piano sounds, but at the same time there's like glitch effects on the solo. It's just really, really fantastic, and I think it's just one, like, it's the best song from the album, at least, like, I think it is, but like, it might just be like, it goes into like one of the top songs he's ever done, just because of how good the glitch effects are here. So let's go just really quickly into the next album, which is going to be in 2012, The Voyage. Over Travel comes next in 2010. Haywire starts experimenting with harder synths and glitchiness, as we saw in Think It Through, referring to the use of computer glitch-like sounds, as well as striding keyboard synth off often by amazing chorder choices played on softer pads. Some songs are more piano and acoustic sound focused, however the bass usually has a little bit of chiptune effect like I talked about in previously. So let's just get into a short sample of only one song for this album, which is Friction. And it just has a really nice drum beat and I wanted to demonstrate it. Here is Friction. That's gonna be it for Friction. I really, really like that build up and the drum beat, but just the drop really isn't for me. I don't really like it. But anyway, let's go and move on to the EPs from Haywire. Haywire also released a large number of EPs, but I won't be going over all of them. However, from the EP Infinite in 2012 comes her song Mesmerize, which I think is just a really cool mixing and a sick drop. So here we go into Mesmerize. And that will be it for Mesmerize, just one of the EPs from Infinite, one of a song from the EP Infinite in 2012. It's a really good song. I like it. It's especially nice how like the song starts with a certain rhythm, but then it gets completely overhauled once like we have the first dropped, and then it goes to completely different rhythm. But then that rhythm also changes and it accelerates for a pre-drop, and then we just have a rhythm entirely fell out again and go to a much slower BPM. And just with a really cool clap, which I think is reverse, which gives that whoop. Anyway, really interesting song, and let's move on to the next EP. In 2013, Haywire releases two singles under the Monster Cat label. These are Synergy and Black and Back and Forth. I would be playing Synergy since it has a really cool cyberpunk-esque effects mixed with a really natural piano, curating a really cool contrast. That's going to be it for Synergy. A really good song, just like really good mixing in it. And I just love the contrast between the natural piano and just like the stronger like electronic elements. It's really similar to what Ovik does, which if you remember from my previous show, which is another electronic music composer. So I clearly have a style. So, and finally in 2015 comes a truly amazing Insight. Funky with extremely creative drum mixing, the song is a bop. The opening solo is really sick, and the piano coming in for the hits makes it a really in-your-face opening. I think the chords are tri-hat, which leaves a lot of space for improvisation that Haywire showcases later. The build-up in the drums before the drop is also really amazing. So here we go into one of our favorite songs from Haywire, Insight. I'm that's going to be it for Insight. I think it's one of my favorite songs from Haywire. It just starts with a really good drum fill, but then it's mixed with a piano really well. And then just the whole song is just really impressive. And it really shows an improvement from Haywire, just of its mixing abilities. Also is drum composition, which a lot of electronic music artists find difficult, but just really good job. It's a great song. So going back to 2014, let's go into the album Twofold, which, as the name implied, is in two parts. Haywire releases the first side of this album in 2014, and this album brings the funk with a returning harder synths of a 2012 album. The contrast between the natural and the hairy keyboard chords contrasts so well against the harder electronic elements. It is kind of like an Haywire and Hovik, like they're kind of like quite similar in how they mix the natural piano and like their natural skills at the piano and like at classical music theory, and then mix with like just really hard hitting synths and electronic elements. So let's go into Dichotomy, the hard mix. I played the soft mix in last week's show, but this time let's play the hard mix. With cool Arabian influences and a particularly groovy beat, this just is a really, really good song. I like the soft mix better, but because I've already played it, I'm just going to go with a hard mix, and I hope you enjoy it. This is Dichotomy. And that's going to be it for Dichotomy. I think it's a really good song, especially just the Arabian influence is quite interesting for the lead. It's quite particular and really creative. And let's go into the next song, which is going to be Doppelganger. With a really cool descending effect used, the natural tones comes from a guitar instead of piano this time, which creates a really interesting difference with other songs. It is, however, quickly replaced with a striding synth that I really like, but is likely not to be everyone's taste. Doppelganger. Bye. and that is what we call a powerful ending. Just with a really powerful and slow ending with the added parts like halfway through the ending where just like the drums start coming in with like an insane solo. Just an amazing ending that I hadn't actually heard. So just an amazing song, and it might become one of my favorite from Haywire. So let's move on to Two Folds Part 2, which released in 2016, and maybe one of the funkiest albums from Haywire yet. The color choices are really well developed, and as is the mixing, and this album contains some of my favorite songs from Haywire. One important change is that Haywire has started using a vocoder similarly to Daft Punk. I think it works, but it's usually not my favorite vocal types. But before we get into the song, I just want to play this sample from Doppelganger again, just because I think it's just so good. Here it is. Just what an amazing piano solo with those arpeggios. Right, and so let's get into the song, which is Memory. Let's start this off right with a full plate of funk. Initially recognizable is the amazing slap bass, which is just groovy in this song. And there are 6 O's in my script for the word groovy, so you know that it's true. The slap bass solo is also really, really good. So let's get right into Memory. Sorry about the awkward cut, I had to hand the song somewhere, and the really beautiful piano chord seemed like a good way of ending it, but it was quite difficult to implement it. Usually it's easy enough with electronic songs because the sound waves kind of resemble each other, but this time it was a little bit difficult. Anyway, this was Memory, a really good song, especially the slap bass is really good, and it's really reminiscent of Daft Punk, which is interesting, just with how the groove is made. And let's move on to the next song, which is going to be Impulse. For some harder hitting stuff, Impulse is a slower tempo song with an extremely high emphasis on the downbeats and really cool synths and arpeggiators. This is Impulse. Thank you. And that's going to be it for the Twofold album. If you like the song Impulse and the other one, I recommend you check the Twofold album and also the song I Am You, which is quite symbolic and really cool. Anyway, that's going to be it. And since then, this 2016 is going to be the last album by Haywire, but since then he's released remixes and cool EPs and singles. The first EP I want to talk about is Panorama Discovery, which has a really futuristic and spacey feel, but sometimes also goes really funky with cool drums and interesting synths for the keyboard. So here we go into Square One, which I'm only going to play a sample of the song since I think it contains one of the best Haywire keyboard solo in all his career. So, Square One. That was Square One. It's a really good song by Haywire, and I just really like that keyboard solo at the end. It's just really interesting what he decides to do. But yeah, I had to cut this song short just because it goes on for quite a while. Anyway, let's go into Tell Me, which is in 2018. We have very clean vocals by Haywire, and it really brings the funk to town with cool vocoder effects and a very powerful string backing session and just a really, really groovy bass. So here we go into Tell Me. So that was Tell Me by Haywire, which is definitely one of his best performances. Just really clean vocals and a really good piano solo that was just what I played at the end there. a really good song, and the addition of a string backing section, which wasn't in other songs, is quite interesting and gives a really good bass, natural feeling tones to the song, which otherwise is quite electronic. So let's go into the last EP, which is Panorama Form, which really brings the funk home. And so the first song I'm going to be playing is Contagious, which just starts with a really weird beat, with a really weird rhythm, but just it really brings the funk home, and it just may be one of my favorite Haywire songs. So let's get right into Contagious. So as I mentioned in my Daft Punk video, and also just a little bit before, I find vocoders a little bit annoying, but I think Haywire really pulls it off, and Contagious is just really one of his best songs. And what I love in this solo is how much, like, the solo is quite minimalistic, usually at the beginning, but what's really nice is, like, there's background chords that then progressively get louder and push the rhythm forward and the song forward, but there's also like just the bass accompanying the rhythm, and they're really like listening to each other, at least like in the recording, because they will program probably, but still really interesting and a really good job from Haywire on this song. So let's now go, we just played Contagious, so let's now play the next song, which is gonna be Let Me Hear That. Let me hear that. Thank you. And so that was Let Me Hear That by Haywire. And it's quite interesting. I really like the solo made in this song, especially the chordal choices. It really, really works well. I had to do a little bit of a cut to show every part of the song because Haywire tends to make very long songs and this is a 1 hour radio show. So I'm trying to cram everything in there. But anyway, I think it's quite interesting that I mentioned Ovik before, while doing some of these talking parts. But Ovik is another producer that does kind of like similar music stuff with like a lot of electronic elements, but then it's contrasted by really natural sounding keyboard or piano sounds. And I think it's really interesting how the two are like kind of similar, but also really different. How Ovik usually goes more into electronic music and more a fantasy feel, while Haywire does kind of more of like a poppy and funky feel to a song. And I think it's quite interesting. And I've had to compare the piano skills of both. I would say that Ovik usually has better choices for his chords. Like I think it's more powerful and he does it better usually. While Haywire just has a ton of dexterity with his capacity to do his solos were really fast. Their arpeggios are really cool. So I think one is better at doing like the melodic solos, while one is better at just doing the chordal progressions in the song, where some of the solos are just like everything a break and just like the piano doing chords. And I just love those. So I think I have a little bit of a preference towards Ovik. But that was Let Me Hear That, a really good song with a lot of funk too. But I think that's enough of funk for now, and let's play Never Count on Me by Haywire. His latest single and beautifully heary, I think this contains the best vocal performance of Haywire that he has ever done. And I hope he continues doing that and trusting his own voice a little bit more instead of using a vocoder all the time. So this is Never Count on Me. Never count on me.
them. Never count on me.
And so that was Never Count on Me, which is his latest single, and just so eerie and beautiful. I just love his song, and I really hope going forward he uses the vocoder less, just because those Never Count on Me parts are just really, really good. I think I kind of like his previous stuff a little bit more sometimes, but I think he's just done a ton of progress. Haywire. Like, just how far he's gone in his piano playing ability and his composing ability is just really amazing. And so for what he released last, it's not a single, but it's a remix of Charlie Puth's song, it's Girlfriend, which I'm going to play right after I do a little PSA. Right, so the PSA for this week is going to be about traveling, which I think works pretty well since people are about to go back to campus. So, 7 travel safety tips, just to be careful when traveling. It doesn't make too much sense since we are going back to campus, not being a tourist. But anyway, do your research, don't draw attention, make copies of important documents, keep your friend and family updated, and be wary of public Wi-Fi. Public Wi-Fi can be very dangerous and your data can very easily be stolen. And lastly, be aware of your surroundings. And more importantly, right now, as we're all traveling, respect COVID regulations, stay apart, use masks, the basics. And that's going to be it for the PSA. It's getting kind of hard to figure out what I want to say for these just because I don't have a big book of PSAs that's available at Tufts WMFO, so I have to deal with what I have. Anyway, let's go into Charlie Puth, Girlfriend, for remix by Haywire.
This conversation, we think I'm always way to touch a little, kiss a little all night long. You wanna hear me say it? I know I kept you waiting just a little all night long. If I was your boyfriend, I'd be giving you all my time. If I was your boyfriend, I'd be giving you all my time. If I was your boyfriend, I'd be giving you all my time. Not just a little, just a little. Hey, would you ever want to be my girlfriend? I don't wanna play no games. Hey, would you ever want to be my girlfriend? If you want it, let me know. We could make this official. Hey, would you ever want to be my girlfriend? I don't wanna play no games. Hey, would you ever want to be my girlfriend? If you want it, let me know. We could make this official. Tired of this conversation. We didn't come all this way to touch a little, kiss a little all night long. You wanna hear me say it? I know I kept you waiting just a little all night long.
Can't stop till you're lying right here next to me. I should stop.
Tufts WMFO in Medford.
Hey, this is Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO Medford.
Take me to your best friend's house, going around this roundabout, oh yeah.
Tufts Freeform Radio.